It didn't take long for the Boy Scouts to open their doors to girls. Several from Central Illinois rushed to join. As GLT's Eric Stock reports, Boy Scout leaders in McLean County don't see the addition of girls as competition with the Girl Scouts or any other organization. They believe all youth programs can benefit from kids getting more opportunities.
Here you hear the newest Bloomington Boy Scout troop reciting the Scout Oath. The troop, number 9903, is made up of all girls, five of them in fact. This is one of 1,200 troops made up of young women, ages 11 to 17, to answer the call to join what has been rebranded as Scouts BSA. The Boy Scouts started accepting girls the 1st of February. The girls have their own troops that meet separately from the boys. Each of the girls in the local troop has a brother who has gone through the Boy Scouts. 14-year-old Chloe Hitch of Shirley says she was motivated to join the Boy Scouts since her younger brother was a scout and their parents are scout leaders.
The Boy Scouts just seemed so much cooler than the Girl Scouts since they did more outdoor stuff. I liked being able to like camp in that and just make new friends and be in the outdoors.
Scoutmaster Joe Litwiller of Normal says she was thrilled her daughter Megan will get the chance to be an Eagle Scout just like Megan's older brother was.
It hurt her all the time to watch us go out and go do the campouts and do the meetings and everything else, and she really wanted to do that. And I remember the day she looked at me and said, well, I want to earn Eagle. And my heart broke as a mother and as a scout leader to know that she wasn't able to have that opportunity.
And as her 12-year-old daughter Megan explains, she was jealous of all the things her brother got to do in Scouts.
I always wanted to do what he did and experience the things that he got to. And so I joined Girl Scouts as thinking that it was the same, and it wasn't. And so for me, Girl Scouts just didn't work. And so this opportunity was really nice for me.
Lee Shaw Jr. is the CEO and Scout Executive for the WD Boy Council, which oversees Boy Scouts in 14 Central Illinois counties. The brother to five sisters acknowledges that at least two of his siblings would have made better Boy Scouts than him if they ever had the chance.
They would tell you that too. I happen to be the youngest as well, so I just know through their athletic ability and their persistence that probably would have been the case.
I get the sense that you feel that this is long overdue, is it?
Well, I tell you, I think everything has a season, and there's a time for us as an organization. I think there's also a time for us as a country to just look at opportunities for all people to get involved and be engaged, and there's no greater opportunity for young people to be connected to one another and also the community and understanding what it is to be of service to others.
Were you surprised to have a troop of girls so quickly?
I can't say that I was surprised because I've been around scouting for quite some time, and over 25 years I've worked for the organization, and so I have heard through parents and girls themselves some of the excitement that they felt if they were ever given the opportunity. So when it presented itself, I'm not surprised that they took advantage of it.
How did you go about finding out, or did they find you?
Well, I can tell you, in scouting, it's such a huge network, and I can tell you in our council, the WD Boys Council, which does serve Bloomington as well as Peoria, there's a network of community leaders, a network of scout volunteers, and quite honestly, we have a staff that also works within the communities, and they're part of their job is to find out where opportunities exist for units to start, whether they're boys or they're girls, but through the persistence of individuals and networking of individuals, it was brought to my attention that there was a group in Bloomington who wanted to start a girl troop. And part of that, Joe, who's the scout master, also serves in different capacities in the scouting program as a volunteer.
I know you're not trying to take away girls from Girl Scouts or any other youth organization, but if you make the case for why they should be a part of what is now Scout USA.
Well, I think for the same reasons that boys have been a part of it, it provides opportunities to self-discover and to learn and to grow and to develop leadership leadership skills, to be service for others, and to understand that it takes a community. So for all those same reasons, and I will say to mention as well, learning skills that you just might not, you know, you may not learn otherwise. Plenty of scouts have the opportunity to learn how to swim when they go for their swimming merit badge. Many of the scouts have the opportunity to understand what first aid really means and how to administer first aid in times of need. So these are the things that are important regardless of gender.
You don't think it's going to be an issue down the road if more and more girls join that could impact the Girl Scouts negatively? They did seem to raise quite a bit of concern at the beginning that this could hurt their numbers and that this was being done, they felt, out of desperation that the Boy Scouts were struggling in membership.
Well, I can tell you, we serve over 2 million young people, and this had more to do with providing the opportunity than anything else. And I will say this, as I mentioned before, as a father, it's important for children to be engaged and involved in organizations and in community. And so if you take a look at all of the young people, the scout age young folks, and see how many are participating in activities, one, two, or sometimes three, you'll find that this is not something that's in direct competition with any other organization. What we are in competition with is having young people be on the streets without things to do and be productive without the type of role models that we hope that we provide.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stark with Lee Shaw Jr., the CEO for the WD Boys Council, Boy Scouts of America. Now, the female scouts are going to be in separate troops, meeting independently from the boys. Do you see them integrating further as time goes on?
We have no intent on it being a co-ed program. What we do believe is that providing the same opportunity for boys and girls will have its own advantages.
What do the boys think about this?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, right?
I suppose, yeah, but they're still at that age where, you know, sometimes it may not be a welcoming relationship unless it's their sister, right?
Well, we do have that, obviously, but the fact that they don't meet together for their troop meetings, really, it's not. We don't foresee that as being an issue.
And I'm sure you've heard the concern from some that this is caving to political correctness. How do you respond to concerns that this was simply a cave to accept girls when they didn't have to or, in their view, shouldn't?
Well, Eric, I'll tell you, I believe when you're an advocate for children, you want to do what's best for children. And it has nothing to do with pressure. It has everything to do with opportunity. And so in this case, I can tell you, I've worked at the National Council, and I've served in a capacity there for 10 years. And I know that what we're trying to do and what we have done is provide the opportunity for girls to be active and involved in the community at the best of their ability.
I know the Boy Scouts back in 2013 voted to allow openly gay members, then later moved to approve gay troop leaders. And how do you think this latest move will affect the membership?
Well, I think those who are going to be involved in a program will continue to do so and be involved in the program. Ultimately, this is about young people and helping them grow and develop. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we have intended to do. Quite frankly, I'm excited to know that we now have opportunities for young people that they didn't have just 2 months ago.
Lee Shaw Jr., CEO of the WD Boys Council, stresses the Boy Scouts aren't there to poach from Girl Scouts. 12-year-old Karen Espinosa of Bloomington is proof you can do both. She is a Girl Scout and a member of Scouts BSA. Espinosa says she wanted to join after seeing what her Boy Scout brother got to do in camps.
I kind of thought it was fun because he did all these crafts and he learned new skills and how to use a pocket knife and everything. So I kind of thought I really want to be a Boy Scout because I want to learn new things.
Melissa Tanner hopes the Boy Scouts will help her daughter make new friends. That's why she makes the 30-minute drive from their home in Atlanta every week. Her 12-year-old daughter, Serenity, has an anxiety disorder called selective mutism. Tanner says her daughter generally only speaks to her and some children her age.
So that's been kind of a hard road for her, but through scouting, I think she'll meet some more friends and be able to talk to them. Right now with merit badges and stuff, since she's not able to talk, she writes out all the workbooks, which some of those are 50 pages long. So she's getting a head start right now for summer camp because she's got about 8 of them that she's going to work on.
Serenity has 3 older brothers, all Eagle Scouts. 13-year-old Lauren Husted of Clinton says she joined the Scouts because she wants to learn how to survive in the wilderness.
I want to be able, to teach other people to also survive in the wilderness on their own. I want to be able to help people if they get injured. I want to be able to protect people if I need to.
Husted figures Boy Scouts are a logical transition for an aspiring karate black belt. She also takes Taekwondo classes. And she doesn't see all the fuss about the Boy Scouts opening their doors to girls.
I just think Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are all the same. I just think boys are boys, girls are girls. It's just the same, just they're different genders. That's it.
And the WD Boys Council's Lee Shaw Jr. says another girls' troop started in Canton earlier this week, and the council hopes to add a third girls' troop shortly. I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington-based Troop 9903 went on its first camping trip to Kumlara Park last weekend.